This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what's possible after you release it. But first, here are three actions you can take when you feel as though your prayer is going unanswered. First, even when God appears silent, it's important that you still trust God in His silence. Second, when you see no proof that your prayer is being answered, turn to Habakkuk 3:17, which says, "When the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, still I rejoice in the Lord." You rejoice knowing that God is resolving matters better than you could have ever imagined. Now, the third step is all about today's message, releasing your unanswered prayer into God's hands. This is interesting because you might think if you've already rejoiced, then surely you've released it. Not necessarily. Consider those times when you claim you turned a matter over to God only to find yourself preoccupied with it 30 minutes later. When I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of Hannah, who longed for a child for years. At one point, she became depressed and even stopped eating. One day, Hannah went to the tabernacle to pray and express her anguish when the priest told her to go in peace and God would answer her petition. Hannah went away in peace, and shortly thereafter, she conceived her first child and would go on to have five more. When you truly release something, your state of preoccupation turns to a state of peace. As you think about that, remember these words, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Isaiah 26:3. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost of Blessings and subscribe to the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, release it.